You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. My earliest pie memory involves boysenberry pie at Knott's Berry Farm. The berry pie became an obsession, first as an eater, then as a neophyte pie maker. Mrs. Smith was definitely involved. It's a large category with a ton of variety, so I'm pleased it's one of our new categories at Pie Fest. Here to parse all the ways to make them is Clemence DeLutz of Gourmandise's Cooking School. Hi, Clemence.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are we ready? Are we getting excited?
We are ready. I am so ready. I'm in Morro Bay right now consulting with pie for a coffee shop over here and croissant, but the countdown is real. We are so excited about the Pie Fest.
So let's talk about berries. First, we have to acknowledge all the kinds. So there are multiple types of blackberries, strawberries, blueberries, and even mulberries, although they won't be in season for the contest. Have I left any out?
I think you've listed all of them that are readily available right now. I think at Farmer's Market, we're getting a lot of really great blueberries starting this month. And that's what I would be playing with the most. But I have seen some good raspberries lately.
Is there a template for making berry pie fillings, or do we need to consider the ins and outs of each berry?
So the template really, there are three. So there are three ways that I think about berry pies. One of them is a pre-cooked filling. Another one would be cooking the berries into the pie, but not pre-cooking the filling. And the third is the idea of like a fresh berry pie. Like you mentioned, Mrs. Smith's, like the thing I think about is the Marie Callender's fresh strawberry pie, where you're piling the fruit into a pre-baked crust and you have this sort of matrix of goop. And it sounds unappetizing, but it's very delicious. And I'll talk to you how to make it in a little bit, but sort of holding everything together. So do you want to do a deep dive into the three?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the three. You and I have always been had a friendly arguments about to pre-cook. You're a big believer in pre-cooking pie filling. In the past, I've always been, no, I have to do it the old-fashioned way where it cooks inside the pie. But after talking to flavor scientist Arielle Johnson about the benefits of pre-cooking, of getting more flavor in there, I might be open to it. So tell us, first of all, how to go about it and why you choose to do one over the other.
I like to pre-cook the fruit because I know that I've got just the right amount of starch. So when we're making pie filling, it's sort of the opposite of making jam. When we make jam, we're creating a thick, beautiful puree of fruit by reducing water content in a pan. When we're making pie filling, we're taking all of that moisture that's in the fruit, and instead of cooking it out, we're absorbing it with a bunch of starch. And that starch, if you're making apple or peach pie, is probably going to be flour. And if you're doing something like a blueberry pie, it's a good idea to use a slurry of starch. So when I am pre-cooking my fruit, I do it with this little trick that I learned from teaching with you, and I think you picked up from Dorothy Reinhold, which is to take a blueberry. So most fruit pies are made up of 2.5 to 3 pounds of fruit. So when I'm doing my cooked blueberry filling, I'll take 2 pounds of blueberries and I'll cook them into this like pot without stirring too much until the water and the juice from the fruit leaches out. And then I make a slurry of water and cornstarch. So I use 2 parts water to 1 part cornstarch. For a pie, I'll start with about 1/4 cup of water and 2 tablespoons of starch and stir them up. And then I pour that a spoonful at a time into the pot holding the blueberries that are bubbling. And as soon as it starts to thicken, I turn off the heat right away. I pour all of this out into a sheet pan so it cools quickly, and I add about 1 pound of fresh blueberries on top so that we have a mixture of cooked and fresh blueberries in different textures, and then wait for it to cool and then taste and adjust the seasoning. And that's because typically you're eating a pie once it's cooled, ideally, which I know is so hard to do, but I want to taste the filling as I would be eating it later. So that's when I'll add more lemon, always a pinch of salt, sugar, whatever it is that enhances the fruit.
So what you've just described is the way that I make my raw blueberry pies, Dorothy's recipe. So that becomes the base And then I just lay a bunch of raw blueberries on top, and it never gets cooked again. But with this method, that filling that you have pre-cooked goes into the pie. Let's say it's a double crust pie or a lattice pie, and it goes into the oven, right?
That's right. It goes into the oven, and once it comes out of the oven, then you know that your pie is going to be sliceable. And you also know that it's going to taste great because you've sort of already tasted what's going into the oven.
And it'll be much faster because really the only part of that pie that you're cooking is the crust.
Correct. So it's a little bit more foolproof in that way. If I'm going to take raw blueberries, I'll take 2.5 to 3 pounds of them. And then I usually use about 1/4 cup or 35 grams or so of cornstarch for every pound of berries. Kind of toss it all together with sugar, a little salt, maybe a little lemon juice or zest, and then put that in the raw crust. And I'll add either crumble on top or the second pie dough.
Now, what about spices and berries? Is that a yes or a no? I mean, would you add cinnamon? Would you use any other spices when you're making a pie from any of these berries, or do you think they don't need it?
I say always respect the fruit first, but I do have to say that last year's winner in the children's category was made with blueberries and cinnamon. And typically the amount of cinnamon that's used, it like masks everything else, and that's kind of all you taste. But he was pretty masterful. I like to use spices that really sort of enhance. So when I'm doing blueberry pie, I'll do sort of a little bit of ginger because it makes it kind of zingy. I like using sumac with strawberries. Black pepper is really great. So just something that's not going to take over, but just kind of add a little pop.
So let's talk about strawberries. I have to admit that I'm not a huge fan of cooked strawberries.
Yeah.
So I tend to pair them with another fruit. Like, there's the traditional rhubarb, but I also love a strawberry raspberry pie.
Mm-hmm. I really like to do a raw fruit pie when I'm doing the strawberries, and that's when I would add the raspberry. I don't love doing mixed berries because I want to be able to taste it instead of just like a mashup. So for the raw berry pie, I make a slurry. Also, it's that like beautiful goop that kind of ties everything together, and I'll flavor that. You can flavor that with like elderflower or a little champagne or a little sumac, and then raspberries are great because they fill in all the holes that some of the larger strawberries can create and give you, you know, a sense of how each of them taste without them all being cooked and mashed up together.
Oh, that's so interesting. Since bakers can't use dairy this year, except for sour cream, which is allowed, what are some strategies for making a pie that's not just berries, sugar, and thickener?
I like to put in a little bit of syrup or jam, sort of as a ribbon within your berry pie. That's really fun to do. You can add some really interesting flavors to a crumble. A berry pie does really, really well with crumble because some of the starch from this crumble can absorb the juices. So if I'm making a rhubarb pie or, you know, a berry pie that's like extra juicy, like let's say a blackberry pie, a crumble is really, really good. And you can add all sorts of things to the crumble to make it extra little bit tangy or nutty or oaty. And that's a really fun thing to play with.
Yeah. And sometimes if I'm making a berry pie, like a blackberry pie, for example, I'll put dollops of sour cream on top of my berries and then top that with crumble.
Ooh.
And so when it cooks, you get this kind of yummy, kind of Danishy thing kind of happening on the top of the pie.
Oh my God, that sounds great.
I can't believe that we still like pie.
I love pie. It's like a vessel for everything that's really special about what grows here.
So good. Thank you so much, Clemence.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun, and I'm really excited about April 28th and can't wait to taste pie.
That was Clemence DeLutz. Need some personal instruction on making a flaky pie crust or getting those berries just so? Clemence and her instructors at the Gourmandise School have got you. Head to kcrw.com/goodfood for a link and find the class that is right for you. Clemence will be joining us on Sunday, April 28th at UCLA for KCRW's Good Food Pie Fest and Contest. Will you be there? There is still time for bakers to enter the contest and impress the judges with your own spin on berry pie. Once again, this year's judges list is an impressive who's who of food in LA, including bakers like Clements, Hannah Ziskin, Nicole Rucker, Shannon Swindle, and journalists like Gustavo Arellano and Tejal Rao. And did you hear that public radio icon, Ira Glass, is going to be a judge this year? It's just too cool for school. Public radio and pie. It's a winning combination, and it's all happening on April 28th at UCLA. Whether you want to enter a pie and compete or just come and enjoy the marketplace, the music, and the beer hall, go to kcrw.com/pie to enter or to RSVP as a guest. Sure, you know almonds, but do you know green almonds? The Market Report is on deck. Stay with us.